to your teammates with Brian again after you guys going back and forth in Cleveland and being the starter there?
Yeah, it was. You know, I got a chance to see him in the fourth preseason game and kind of catch up. And, you know, we always had a great working relationship. You know, Brian's a great guy. He's a pro. You know, he's been around Tom. He's been around a lot of guys. He's been doing it for a long time. So, you know, I'm excited to be back in it with him. You know, he's had a good year so far. Unfortunately, I got a little dinged up, but I think he's doing a lot of really good things, and you know, I'm excited for him.
What have the last 2 days been like for you?
It's been crazy. You know, it's been crazy. You know, my son's going to school in Dallas, and my wife's worried about it. You know, are we going to have to – it's the last day of school. You know, what's going to happen? But, you know, it's been crazy. Got the call. We were obviously extremely excited, and, you know, I offered to jump in my car and drive down right away. You know, but they got me a flight in late last night, and you know, it's kind of been – I didn't get much sleep last night, so – it's been a whirlwind.
How difficult is it to try to learn a new team's play so quickly?
It is. It's challenging. And, you know, I've been in a few systems, you know, in my 4 years, and I've never been in this one. So it's completely different than everything I've ever known. You know, but what I'm trying to do is kind of compare what's similar and kind of translate into what I know verbally and then learn it that way. But you know, I got it last night, and I laid there like, oh, my God, what am I looking at? But you know, it's a good system. You know, I know a lot of guys that have played in it, and you know, when you got good players and got a good staff, it's a good recipe.
In trying to pick it up, is it the scheme? Is it the terminology? What's the most difficult thing to, you know, get under control?
Definitely the terminology. You know, you can only run so many plays. I mean, you can motion and do all these things, but you can really only run, you know, so many routes. A lot of teams across the league run the same stuff, but everybody calls it something different, you know, and there's different ways to get to it. You know, formationally, motions, protections are, you know, a lot different. Personnels, you know, I don't, you have different personnel groups that I don't really know because, you know, they may go by a guy's last name or where they went to school or where they're from, and, you know, I'm just learning it. So, but it's more than just the terminology.
You know, I'm
confident with the way I played. You know, I think the big number that, you know, we weren't able to get accomplished were the wins. You know, we just went 0-3. You know, we let a big lead go there the first game against Atlanta. You know, I threw a touchdown pass late in the fourth quarter in a 2-minute drive to tie it up against the Saints. We never got the ball back, and just didn't play well enough against New England. So, you know, I'm confident in the way things went. I mean, I think look at the numbers. I'm not a big numbers guy, but you know, I felt like I put our team in position to win games. You know, it's tough when you haven't played much. I hadn't played much because I got the concussion in the preseason. I only played in really one preseason game, and then, you know, I came in against Philly. So, overall, the big number, the thing I'm most disappointed about is not finding a way to win one or two of those games to give us a chance. And you know, that's why I'm sure that's why things happen the way they did.
Brandon, do you take maybe one or two things from your career and say, this is what I've learned that will help me succeed going forward? This is maybe what I did.
Yeah. You know, it's just it's not going to be perfect all the time, you know, and that's probably the hardest thing about playing at this level is, you know, in college, I mean, we were blowing and going and we're blowing people out, and it was just the teams at times it just seemed sometimes too easy, you know, and at this level it's just not, and that was the thing early on. I think just, you know, they're going to cover our guys. You know, sometimes you got to eat it, take a sack, throw the ball over his head, be smart with the football, but you know, I think that and just you know, learning how to prepare on a week-to-week basis and you know, getting a routine and do those types of things.